Hey, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center. Okay, everybody, let's find our meditation posture. We're going to take three nourishing breaths, in for four and out for six. Letting this out with a sigh. What a relief, a big sigh. Okay, your breath is natural and easy. Your eyelids are closed, or a gentle downward gaze if that's more comfortable, but just smooth. Your eyelids are relaxed. Your forehead is relaxed. Your eyebrows are relaxed. Relax your eyes and your eye sockets. Release your jaws. Relax and release inside your mouth. Imagining a slight smile to the outside corners of your lips just to tap into that parasympathetic nervous system. And then dropping that smile down and softening and smoothing your neck, your throat. Letting your shoulder blades move down your back as you drop your smile down into your heart center. And taking a moment there. Releasing your abs. Relaxing your hips into whatever is supporting you. You might want to rock on your sit bones for a minute just to find your absolute comfortable center. Releasing your thighs and your knees, your calves and your ankles and your feet. And if your feet are on the floor, feeling the contact, your feet in your shoes on the floor. Dropping your awareness down to the soles of your feet. Now letting relaxation go from both your shoulders, down your arms, past your elbows, past your wrists, into your hands, to the tips of your fingers, and then softening your hands. You may want to place a hand or hands where you find it soothing. It could be your heart or your belly, cradling your face, hugging your arms, but one of these places just to release oxytocin and endorphins, calming your nervous system. When you're ready, releasing and relaxing your hands to your lap. Resting your awareness gently on your breath. Nowhere to go and nothing to do right now. Your mind wanders, coming back into your body, solid. and meditating on excerpts from the poem The Hill We Climb by Amanda Gorman. Where can we find light in this never-ending shade? Where can we find light in this never-ending shade? Letting your mind turn the words. Where can we find light in this never-ending shade? Being American is more than a pride we inherit. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. It's the past we step into and how we repair it. Coming back into your body. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. Coming back into your body here. Strong back, soft front. Noticing your breath as you contemplate these words of fierce compassion. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. Where can we find light in this never-ending shade? We step out of the shade aflame and unafraid, allowing your creative mind to visualize stepping out of the shame, aflame, illuminated. Aflame, but yet not consumed. Glowing. Imagine yourself surrounded by healing, glowing light. You would be aflame and unafraid. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we are brave enough to be it. Right now, you are it. You are brave enough to be it. Staying now in your meditative state and taking in these words, allowing them to wash over you. Together, we shall write an American story of hope, not fear, of unity, not division, of light, not darkness, a story of decency and dignity, love and healing, greatness and goodness. May this be the story that guides us, the story that inspires us, and the story that tells ages to come that we answered the call of history. Democracy and hope, truth and justice did not die on our watch, but thrived. That is what we owe our forebearers, one another, and generations to follow. This is from President Joe Biden's inaugural address, January 20th, 2021. My vision and hope and dream for the future is that we can administer justice with fierce compassion and come together in love to heal our country. If we remain in anger and fear, our brain won't be able to come online to help. If we learn mindfulness tools to manage difficult emotions, we can calm down to step up. We must calm down to step up to repair the world. We owe it to each other and to the generations that follow. Now, listening to the chimes all the way through, and then opening your eyes gently and coming back into our virtual space. Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.